peace to you, brothers and sisters.
非常感谢神，也谢谢邓牧师的邀请。
Thank the Lord and thank Pastor Deng for inviting me.
所以今天我和我的妻子能够来到大学城，和弟兄姐妹们一起敬拜。
Very happy to come to worship with you with my wife.
刚才邓牧师要我稍微多一点点介绍，我服侍的教会叫奥斯汀磐石教会。The Rock Chinese Church of Austin.
Yeah, Pastor Deng just introduced me. I serve as pastor in Rock Chinese Church in Austin.
对，另外我想让大家知道的是，我的太太，她是我的高中同学。
And my wife was my high school classmate.
对，好，今天是父亲节，我们就从两节经文来学习养育儿女的几个基本的原则。
Today is Father's Day, so we're going to use two passages to look at the principle of being a parent or father.
刚才我们已经读了这两节经文，我们就先来一起祷告。
We have already read these two passages, so let us pray.
慈悲的天父，谢谢你今天将我们聚集，将荣耀圣赞归给你，也从你的话语领受生命的粮。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you give us your blessing and that your word, which is our bread of life.
求主掌管下面这段分享你话语的时间，圣灵亲自的引导，让我们能够明白你话语所启示的真理。
May you be in control of this time, and your Holy Spirit will personally teach us and guide us during this time.
愿你的名，因我们愿意领受或遵行你话语的心智，就得着完全的荣耀。
May you be honored and glorified through our willingness to obey your words.
我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿门。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus, Amen.
好，我们首先注意到这两节经文的开始，都是你们做父亲的。
So both these passages begin with fathers.
所以保罗的书信是写给全教会的所有基督徒的。
Apostle Paul wrote this book, wrote these books to the whole church.
养育儿女的教导当然也是同时给父亲和母亲的。
Of course, the teaching is both for fathers and mothers.
但是既然他这样说，对于做父亲的是弟兄的，就有特别的提醒。
However, since he does mention fathers, there's a special reminder to the brothers.
所以我们先来看养育儿女的第一个原则，就是要认识父亲为头的呼召。
So we want to look at the first principle, which is to recognize the calling of the father's headship.
要充分认识父亲为头的这样一个呼召，我们就要从神的创造说起。
So to look at the calling of the father, we need to start with Genesis.
创世纪第一章告诉我们，神是照自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So in Genesis chapter 1:27, God created man in his own image. In his image, God created him, male and female. He created them.
然后神就赐福给他们，又对他们说。
And God blessed them, and God said to them,
说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and birds in the air, over livestock, over all the earth, over all the creatures that move along the ground.
所以我们就看到男人和女人都有神的性情，神的荣耀，被造的目的和领受的使命也相同，因为神给他们的祝福是完全一样的。
We see that God created man and woman, they actually are quite equal then, and also God gave them the same blessings.
所以在神的创造当中，男人和女人地位上是完全平等的。
When God created man and woman, actually their status is equal.
那神先用尘土造了男人亚当，然后用他的一个肋骨造了女人夏娃，这是我们很熟悉的。
the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and then he formed Eve out of Adam's rib. Most of us are familiar with these passages.
神造了女人是因为他说那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
So the reason God created the woman is because he saw that it was not good for the man to be alone. He wanted to create a helper.
所以我们看到在神的创造当中，男人和女人次序上是有先有后的，男人在先，女人在后。
We see in the in the order sequence of creating man and woman, he created the man first and then the woman.
那女人为男人而造，目的和功能是什么呢？是给他做配偶。
What's the purpose of creating woman is to be a helper to the man.
那配偶这个字，其实希伯来原文当中是帮助者。
So English is helper, but in Hebrew this word means helper.
所以旧约当中帮助这个词也常常用来描述神对以色列人的帮助。
And in the Old Testament, often describe God as an Israelite helper.
比如诗篇说：“我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。”
Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
因此，女人是作为男人的帮助者。并不代表地位就低于男人，于是与男人在功能上彼此互补。
Therefore, the woman was created as a helper doesn't mean she is less than the man. They're supposed to be helping one another.
男人是领导者，女人是帮助者。
Man is the leader, the woman is the helper.
神先派亚当管理看守伊甸园，用职场的情形来比。亚当就是那个羡慕的负责人。
The Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
可是这个羡慕难度太大，亚当一个人做不了，因此又增加了夏娃。但是羡慕的负责人还是亚当。
However, this task is too difficult for one person to do, so that's why he created Eve, to help him, and so that is the sequence.Created man first, and then created woman Eve.
那这样说有什么依据呢？我们来看看圣经。
What's the basis of this? Let's look at the Bible.
亚当夏娃犯罪后就躲藏起来，不敢见神。
After Adam and Eve sinned, they hid from God, didn't want God to see them.
所以创世纪三章九节说，耶和华神呼唤那人。对他说，你在哪里？
So in Genesis 3:9, God said, the Lord God called to the man, Where are you?
是夏娃先受了诱惑，神呼唤的却是亚当，你在哪里？因为他是负责人，出了问题就找他。
Even though Eve was the one who was tempted first, and however, God still called Adam first because he's the man.He is the leader. He is the one responsible.
So, in Genesis 第一章的最后，说神看作一切所造的都甚好。
God in end of Genesis chapter 1, it says God saw all that He had made, and it was very good.
好透这个字是让人愉悦的、适合的、美善的意思。
So it means pleasant, agreeable.Good.
这边说到的一切，当然就包括神的造男造女。
And all of this, everything includes the creation of a man and woman.
那就反映在他们地位上完全平等，次序上有先有后，功能上彼此互补。
In status, it reflects that they are equal, even though in sequence, it's man first and then woman second, but they receive the same blessings.
那这样的关系就要反映在家庭与婚姻当中，也反映在教会的生活与服事当中，是我们应该真诚并且实现的。
So this kind of relationship, the principle need to be carried out in the home, where the man is the head of the household.
比如说以弗所书这两节经我们都很熟悉，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。
For instance, in Ephesians 5:22, it says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church."
所以很显然，合神心意的婚姻是丈夫做头，而不是两人都做头，更不是妻子做头。
So it's very evident that what pleases God is that a husband is the head of a household, not the wife, or not both.
这是神所定下的属灵的次序，意味着违反就会带来夫妻关系上的问题，会带来孩子养育上面的问题，也会潜移默化的影响到儿女他们以后的婚姻。
So this should be the order in the marriage. If it's not the case, then it's going to influence the marriage, it's going to cause problems, and then the children will affect the children too, and in the future their families as well.
所以丈夫在家里做头不是选择。
Therefore, the husband as the head of the household is not a choice.
也就是说，问题不是要不要做，而是怎样做。
It's not a question of whether you want to, it's a question of how.
那有的丈夫不想做头，妻子就不能够说，你不做，那我就来做。
Some husbands, maybe they don't want to be the head, and then the wife shouldn't say, oh, then I'll be the head.
妻子要支持、鼓励、配合丈夫做头。
The wife should encourage and to support the husband to be the head.
妻子可以提供很多很好的建议，但是决定由丈夫来做。
The wife can have good suggestion to the husband, but in the end, it is the husband who makes the decision.
看法不一致的时候，妻子要尽量尊重丈夫的看法。
If they have different points of view, the wife is to try her best to support the husband and decline to be the head.
丈夫如果出现了错误。要妻子要以爱包容，而不是批评、指责，去挫伤丈夫的积极性。
Now, if the husband makes a mistake, the wife shouldn't be shouldn't be criticizing, and thus making him no longer enthusiastic to be the head.
有些姐妹恩赐和能力更加出色，那就更需要刻意的谦让。耐心让丈夫做决定。
Some sisters are very outstanding in their gifts, but however, they need to just to be still supporting of the husband and be patient and to encourage the husband on.
有些弟兄姐妹成长的背景，在家里面并不是父亲做头，而是母亲说了算，那就更要留意。
Some people there when they grow up, it's not the father who's the head of a household; it's the mother. Then the sister need to really pay attention when that's the case.
那有的妻子觉得丈夫属灵不如自己成熟，做的决定不如自己做的好，讨神的喜悦。
Some wives may feel that, maybe husband is not as mature spiritually as they are, and therefore.They're not pleasing God as much.
在这样的情形之下，也需要特别的警醒，不能够轻忽神在家庭设立的属灵次序。
So, when that's the situation, the sister really need to be very careful not to overlook the fact that God wants the husband to be the head.
事实上，是不是支持丈夫在家里做头？也是一位姐妹她属灵成熟是不是属灵成熟的标志。
Whether a husband is a head of a household, doesn't it show whether the wife is spiritually mature or not?
我们说了很多姐妹们该做的，给姐妹们有压力。
We say a lot what sisters should do, now it's going to give sisters a lot of pressure.
对弟兄们比较简单。
For brothers, it's easier.
就是照着神的吩咐，勇敢地做头。
just follow God's command. You be the head.
但是说起来容易，做起来不容易。
However, it's easier said than done.
主耶稣为门徒们洗脚，以行动告诉我们，做头的为首的，不是要强调自己有什么权柄，而是要谦卑的服侍别人。
Jesus himself set an example when he washed disciples' feet to show that being the head doesn't mean you rule over somebody. You actually become the servant. You serve them.
说弟兄做头做带领，就意味着要在夫妻双方都离开父母，与彼此联合上面要做头。
The way for the brother to become head of his own household, he need to leave his father and mother and be united with wife, and they become one. They become and they of their own family.
要在孝敬父母、教养儿女上做头。
They are to be leaders and honoring their fathers and mothers, and also in teaching and disciplining their children.
要在追求敬虔、认罪悔改上做头。
And they are to be the leader in seeking to be devout in their sincerity to God, seek God, and also to repent.
要在服侍教会、爱神、爱人上做头。
Need to be the head in serving the Lord in the church and to love others.
可见做头并不容易。
So evidently, being the head is not that easy.
神要姐妹们不做头。是对你们的保护。
Actually, it's protect to the sisters. Actually, protection that we're not the head.
所以弟兄们，我们要追求属灵成长，称神得智慧。
So brothers, we are to, you are to seek a spiritual maturity and wisdom from God.
弟兄们也可以彼此交流，一起来学习如何照神的心意做头。
Brothers, you can also exchange your understanding, so to encourage one another how to be the head.
So, 面对生活的压力、工作的难处、家庭的挑战的时候，弟兄们彼此鼓励、扶持，一起祷告、呼求。
That to facing all the difficulties and challenges of life in home and family and work in church, that you are to pray for one another.
所以我和我妻子都是来自于湖南长沙，我们的普通话不是很标准，希望大家不会误解我。
let's see. Okay.
My Mandarin is not very good. So hopefully you don't misunderstand me. 我刚刚说的不是说我们一起祷告呼求。有时候也一起要向神祷告呼求。
Oh, you heard it.
You don't need to translate this. 说弟兄们，我们一起来倚靠神，我们就能够在座头上做得更好。
So brothers, we need to lean on God together so that we can be better as heads of our own households.
我们就会在养育儿女上。更蒙神祝福，在教会的服事上面也更加的合神心意。
That we can be blessed in our service to the Lord in church and also be blessed in our homes.
好，我们来看养育儿女的第二个原则。
Let's look at the second principle of raising our children.
以弗所书的劝诫是不要惹儿女的气。
In Ephesians it says, "Do not provoke your children to anger."
哥罗西书加上的原因，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
And in Colossians, it adds another phrase, "Do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged."
所以，按照圣经养育儿女的第二个的基本原则，就是不要使儿女失去志气。
So the second principle of parenting is don't let your children be discouraged.
保罗并不是要父母就不管教孩子，让他们做喜欢的事情，由着他们的性子来，这样他们就很开心。 也不会失去自信。
Apostle Paul is not saying you just let them do whatever they want, according to their whatever pleases them, as if you're just following what they want.
撒母耳记上第二章说到大祭司以利的两个儿子胡作非为，以利却没有严加管教他们。
In 1 Samuel chapter 2, it said that High Priest Eli, his two sons acted wildly in defiance of the law, and yet Eli did not discipline them.
所以神差遣一位神人宣告将来对以利家的审判，说你尊重你的儿子过于尊重我。
So God sent a prophet, sent the prophet to tell Eli, to proclaim to him, why do you honor your sons more than me?
后来神也启示撒母耳。到了时候，审判必然临到以利的家。
And also, God revealed to Samuel that judgment is going to come upon Eli's household.
原因就是，因他知道儿子作孽，自找咒诅，却不禁止他们。
The reason was because Eli knew his two sons were doing evil in God's eye, yet he did not stop them.
很显然，神的心意是孩子当然需要管教。
Of course, it was God's will that we need to discipline our children.
有的父母疏于对儿女的管教，只是训着儿女，所以溺爱的结果就是，小的时候是熊孩子，长大以后还是巨婴。
So God, some parents are just they spoil their kids too much. So the result is when the kids were young, they're little brats, and then when they grow up, they're big babies.
管教既然是必须的，所以保罗的教导是在特别提醒做父母的，在管教的时候不要因血气，不要凭个人的喜好。
So, Apostle Paul's teaching of yes, we are to discipline our children, but not according to your fleshly ways or your mood swings.
圣经上没有很明确的说明怎样的管教会惹孩子的气，使孩子丧失自信。
In the Bible, it doesn't say clearly how we are not to What is it we do that will provoke our children? It's not very clear.
所以我们可以对照几种情形来思考，作为父母的，我对孩子的管教是不是也这样？
So we can look at a few examples, and then you can think about whether you're this kind of parent or that kind of parent.
还好小孩子们都已经出去了。
Good thing the kids have left the sanctuary.
首先就是对孩子的期望与要求过高，以至于很吝啬表扬。常常批评他们。
Situation is that you have excessive expectation and demands on your children.
亚裔父母对孩子的高标准，您要求是主事文明的。
So, the Asian parents are known to be very strict with, or to have high standard for their children.
但如果只是严格要求，不称赞或肯定儿女的成绩，会使孩子很有挫折感，因为无论他们怎么样努力，都觉得不能够让父母满意。
So for that kind of parents who have high expectation and never approve of their children's achievement, it's going to cause a lot of frustration to their children.
比如说在考试成绩上面，亚裔孩子。或其他孩子受到的待遇就很不一样。
For instance, the area of taking tests, Asian or grades in school, Asian parents have higher expectation on their children than non-Asian parents.
我们来对比一下，来看看我们自己是怎么做的。
Let's look at some of these cases and see what kind of parent you are.
对其他的孩子来说。考试得了 A 是非常的好，得了 B 也很不错。
To let's say that other children, if they get an A, then you will say great.
得了 B 也很不错。
You got a B? still good.
C 是一般，但是 D 还是 OK 的。
Average, yeah. I mean, C, you got C, it's average. D, okay, it's acceptable.
F 才是不好。
Only F is bad.
但是对亚裔的孩子来说 ，A 是 average， 是可以接受的。
But to Asian, poor Asian children, if they get an A, it's only average.
B 是 bad， 就不好，是失败了。
And if they get a B, it's bad. They failed.
C 是 cannot have dinner. 考试这么不好，就不要吃饭了。
C means they can't have dinner because you didn't do a good job.
D 是你都不要回家了，都能 come home， 真丢脸。
D means don't come home.
那 F 呢？ Find a new family， 去找个新家。F 就是我没有你这样的孩子。
If you get an F, go find a new family. You're not my child.
这可能是为了幽默的缘故，讲那些极端的情形。
This may be exaggeration. It may be very extreme cases.
希望我们今天在这里的父母，我们的评分标准没有这么苛刻。
I hope that parents here are not this strict with our kids.
我们可以设身处地地为孩子们想一想。
So we need to put ourselves in their shoes, our children's shoes.
对，班上的那个同学拿了几个 B 和 C， 就拿了一个 A， 父母夸奖不已，孩子也欢天喜地。
Look at the other kids. Hey, their classmate got a B, and the parents were praising them.
那自己拿了好几个 A， 就一个 B， 可能是 plus， 反而被父母骂得头都抬不起来，当然会丧失志气。
Oh, and then, whereas your own kid, they got few A's only, many A's and only few B's, and you're already criticizing them.
所以有不少亚裔的孩子，他们从小学到大学都很优秀，但是他们却活在一个抑郁之中。
So many Asian kids, they are just very high, outstanding in grade school and also in college. However, there's one phenomenon, they're often depressed.
所以我们如果家中有青少年时期的孩子，更要特别的留意，因为他们会更加的敏感。
So if you have youth, you really have to be careful about this, because they are very sensitive.
那第二方面就是常将孩子与别的孩子比较。
Another case is you compare your child or children to other people's children.
有时候和兄弟姐妹比，比如说弟弟怎么不像姐姐那么听话，每次考试都拿满分。
For instance, maybe you're comparing one child to your other child, the sibling, and you would say, "Hey, look at sister. She always gets A, and how come you never get A?"
弟弟就觉得我不如姐姐聪明，觉得爸爸妈妈有偏爱。
So the little brother would think, "Oh, I'm not smart. Mom, dad likes sister better."
如果只有一个孩子，就没有这个问题啊。
If you only have one child, of course you don't have this problem.
但是我可以拿来跟别人家的孩子比。
However, you could compare your child to somebody else's child.
无论哪方面都可以找到比较的对象。
No matter what, you can always find someone to compare with.
孩子本来挺不错，自己也很有自信，但是总是拿来跟别人家的孩子比，自信心就受到打击。
Maybe your child.Sorry, actually pretty good and very confident. Yet when you start comparing your child to somebody else, they're going to lose confidence.
感谢神，我觉得我还做得不错。我很少拿自己的孩子跟别的孩子比。
Thank God that I feel in this area I did a good job. I don't compare my child, my kids to other people's kids.
因为我很担心他以彼之道还施彼身，把我也和别人的爸爸去比。
I'm afraid that if I compare them to other people's kids, they're going to compare me to other people's dads.
比如有个爸爸因为自己女儿喜欢滑冰，就自己在去放假的时候去动手做了个冰场，让孩子放假还可以练习。
There's this one dad, his daughter loves to ice skate, so he created an ice skating rink in his own backyard.
对，所以将心比心，如果我们的孩子把我们跟这样的爸爸比，我们也会失去志气。
So if our kid is going to compare me to that kind of dad, then I'm going to lose confidence too.
所以我就先不把他跟别人比。
So I don't compare my children to other people's children.
那第三方面就是勉强孩子做或者学习不喜欢的。
And the other situation is when you force your child to do something they don't want to do.
说妈妈都花钱了，你不玩怎么行？
Mom already spent the money. How could you not play?
有些父母他不一定是望子成龙，也望女成凤，但是他想到自己小的时候，我没有这么好的条件，现在条件这么好，不充分练实在太可惜了。
So some parents, you know, they're not the best parents, but they knew that when they were growing up, they didn't have these opportunities, so they want to let their kids have all the opportunities they didn't have.
所以有些就发现有的父母将自己没有实现的愿望延伸到孩子身上。
Oftentimes, some parents would put their own hopes on their kids.
小时候我想学钢琴，没有机会学，现在你帮我学吧。
When I was young, I wanted to play piano. I didn't have a chance. Now you play for me.
所以不管孩子有没有天赋，有没有兴趣，他就希望孩子去学自己想要他学的。
Whether your kid has a talent or interest, you force them to do something that you want them to do.
所以有一种现象是孩子不学琴，母慈子孝，父慈子孝，孩子一学琴就哭哭闹闹，鸡飞狗跳。
Okay, there's a situation where, you know, you're a good mother, father, and you have good children, and yet when you make your kid play an instrument, they're going to cry, make noise, and be chaotic.
那有的父母一定要逼孩子，大学你一定要学这个专业，你不要学那个专业，哪怕你多么感兴趣，你都不要学。那父母就很挣扎，孩子也失去自信。
Some parents they make their kids study a certain to be vocation when they go to college, whether the kid want to or not.
所以我们讲到这几种现象都是父母有自己的想法、自己的期望、自己的标准。
So all these cases, the parent have their own goals, their own dreams, and they wishes.
不使孩子失去自信，父母就要让孩子有足够的尊重。
So that, you know, sometimes you don't look at what the kid wants and they become discouraged and lack self-respect.
我们不要求情责备，而是及时的称赞与肯定。
We are not to criticize, but to give approval and praise.
我不是去与别人家的孩子比较，为什么别人能够做到，你就做不到呢？
And don't compare your child to somebody else's. Why is it they can do it and you can't?
而是与过去比较，你看不错，比上次有进步。
You are to compare them from their past, like, oh, that's improvement, you improve.
不要让孩子觉得父母以他的失败为羞耻，而是告诉他，我很为你骄傲。
Don't let your kid feel like you are ashamed of them, but let them realize that you're really proud of them.
不去勉强他学习不感兴趣的乐器，参加不喜欢的体育活动，或者读不喜欢的专业。
Don't force them to play an instrument they don't want to, or a sport they don't want to, or study a vocation they don't want to.
而是不是说别的孩子也在学，你也要学，而是问宝贝你想学什么，你对什么感兴趣。
Don't just ask, hey, they're all studying this, you should do this too. Rather, what you should do is, precious, what do you want to study? What is it that you want?
所以以弗所书六章四节。说到不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Ephesians 6:4 says, Do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline that they should receive in the Lord.
所以我们继续看养育儿女的第三个基本的原则，就是照着主的教训和警戒。
So let's look at the third principleOf parenting, which is to instruct your children according to God's teaching.
教训和警戒这两个字意思是蛮相近的，我们先看教训。
Discipline and instruction, these two words are similar. First, look at discipline.
英文是 the discipline, 或者说 the training of the Lord, 是主的训练或者管教。
In English, it's discipline or training of the Lord.
那主的训练或者管教就写在圣经上面，因为提摩太后续就告诉我们了。
So this kind of training discipline is recorded in Timothy, 2 Timothy.
这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训读者，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
The Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
这里的教训也就是以弗所书六章四节当中的教训同一个字。
It's the same word, this word discipline or training is the same as recorded in Ephesians.
可见照着主的教训来养育儿女，也就是照着圣经，将圣经上神的话语教导给他们。
In other words, when you train according to Lord God's word, then you are trained according to what God's teaching.
圣经上神的话语是主对我们的教训，也是警戒。
So God's, the Bible is God's word to us. It is also to train us, and sometimes it is warning also.
哥林多前书四章十一节说，他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒。并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
First Corinthians 10:11. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come.
这里的警戒和以弗所书六章四节的警戒就是同一个字，英文就是 the instruction of the Lord, 就是主的教导。
So this word instruction or God's teaching is the same word recorded in Ephesians.
保罗在哥林多前书第四章的前面说到，出埃及在旷野的以色列人，他们死在了旷野，不能够进入迦南地，因为他们贪恋恶事，因为他们拜偶像，他们心奸淫，他们试探主，他们屡次发怨言，等等。
Apostle Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that the Israelites who were able to exit out of Egypt die in the wilderness, not able to enter the promised land because they set their hearts on evil things. They were idolaters, they committed sexual immorality, they tested the Lord, and they grumbled.
So, these are written in the Bible, is to warn us, or in a more accurate translation, is to become for us this generation's warning.
So these instruction or warning is also for us to this day and age.
所以作为基督徒的父母，我们应该都知道养育儿女的目的。
So as parents, we should know the purpose of training up our children, bringing our children up.
并不是说要让他们从小就乖巧听话，顺服父母，有好的学业成绩，长大以后有好的职业的生涯，也有很好的待人接物的言行举止。让我们做父母的觉得我们在教养上面很成功，有面子。
It's not just to raise up clever, agreeable, little children. They obey their parents, good grade in school, good career, get along with people, and good manners, and put us in high esteem.
我们不是说这些不好，不重要，但是既然孩子是神所赐的产业。我们就要按照主的话语，按照神的心意去养育。
I'm not saying these are bad things. I'm just saying we are to teach our children according to God's word, according to God's teaching and His will.
主要的目的就是要让他们能够认识神，得到救恩，走成圣的道路，也为神所用。
The main purpose so that they come to know the Lord.Jesus as their own Lord and Savior, and that they walk with Him and follow Him, and that they would pursue and they serve God all their lives and become mature in their faith.
So, 世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，也包括孩子。
So, the Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
孩子生下来之后是不需要父母教导就会犯罪的。
Children, when they're born, they don't need to be taught to sin.
比如孩子学说话，最先学会也最常用的几个单词当中，一定会有 no, 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 no 这个单词。
For instance, when your child first learned to speak, one of the first word they learn is the word no.
常常这样的说，显明他们从小就有不顺父与背应。
This really is, it shows that they have rebellious spirit.
有的小孩从小就很会说 "It's mine."
Some children, for us, when they are very little, know how to say "It's mine."
显明他们不要教的就知道很就会很自私。
It shows how selfish they are.
所以有人总结小孩子对 "It's mine" 的认知很有意思。
This is very interesting about how children think about the word "It's mine."
如果我喜欢，那就是我的；如果已经在我手里呢，那是我的。
If I like it, it's mine. If it's in my hand, it's mine.
如果在你的手中，我能够抢过来，也变成了我的；如果我干着就玩过了，就是我的了。
If I can take it from your hand, it's mine. If I had it a while, it's mine.
但如果玩坏了，那就是你的了。
But if it's broke, it's yours.
圣经上说，人心比万物都诡诈，所以就连天真可爱的孩子，同样有一颗诡诈的心。
The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure.
所以我们做父母的可以观察到，我们可爱的孩子身上有许许多多的罪。
So as parents, we can see a lot of sin in our children.
比如骄傲、嫉妒、争竞、小气、贪婪等等，和我们身上的罪一样。
For instance, they're proud, they're arrogant, they're maybe they're mean to people, or they fuss and they're greedy, just like us.
所以养育孩子，我们从小就让他知道这世界上面是有一位神的，他是神造的。
So we need to teach our children that there is a God from the moment when they're very, very young to know that we are created in God's image.
我们要从小让他知道他是有罪的。
We need to teach them that they have sin.
那渐渐长大他就知道需要救恩。
And as they grow up, they will know that they need salvation.
就能够因为从小学习圣经，就能够因为认识耶稣基督就有得救的智慧。
So that when they're starting when they're young, they know come to know Christ, and when they're more mature, they know that they need salvation.
So, 肉体的情欲、野末的情欲、精神的骄傲，对孩子们的诱惑一点也不比对我们的诱惑少或者小。
So, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, boasting, bragging, what we have and do, it's not any less temptation for them as it is for us.
所以我们在养育孩子的过程当中，也要以自己的经历帮助他们意识到诱惑的无处不在，也帮助他们学习怎样抵挡诱惑。
So we are to teach our children, and we are to share with them our own experience that we also go through temptation, and we also need to come to God and to ask for forgiveness and repent.
孩子们肯定会常常犯罪，和我们一样。
Maybe our kids sin a lot, just like us.
所以在养育他们的过程当中，我们也要教导他们如何认识到自己的罪，并且悔改。
So in teaching them, we need to teach them to recognize their own sin, so that they know how to repent.
那我们问谁来带头
？We are to be the leaders.
做父母的，尤其是做父亲的。
The parents, especially the fathers.
我们也不能够以为。只要是合乎主心意的教训，孩子都会心悦诚服地接受，并且就照着去做。
Don't think that because you teach according to God's will, your kids will just be really obedient and do everything as God tells them to do.
所以为着他们的益处，我们就需要管教。
See, we need to discipline them.
箴言十三章二十四节说：“不容用杖打儿子的，是恨恶他；疼爱儿子的，随时管教。”
In Proverbs, it says, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him.
用杖打是管教的方式之一，但不意味着管教就一定要以杖打的方式。
Well, using the rod is one way to discipline, but that's not the only way.
我们前面已经说过了，父母要留意，不是出于愤怒或者自己的血气。
We need to be very careful that when we discipline them, it's not according to our flesh or to our mood swings.
我们要谨慎所采取的管教的方式，不会惹他们的气，不会使他们失去志气。
So we need to be very discreet when we discipline them. We don't cause them to be discouraged.
也是能够帮助他们在属灵上成长，提高对神的认识，也提高对自己的认识。
We are to help them in their spiritual growth to know themselves and to know their spirituality and to be mature.
那在父亲节，我们也来特别思考两节经文。
So this Father's Day, let's really think about these two passages.
希伯来书说，深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Hebrews, it's not in the PowerPoint.
就谈到我们做父亲的，按照自己的意思。
You can just read it. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
所以管教的事当时是不觉得喜乐的，反而觉得愁苦，后来却让经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。那这就是我们管教孩子的目的，也是我们照着主的教训和警戒养育儿女的目的。
So of course at the moment of discipline it seems painful, not pleasant at all, but later it yields fruit of righteousness.
我们都知道儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，作为父母我们有神的托付，我们要帮助他们在身心灵上面成长。
Our children are our inheritance from God, so we are to help them to grow in their spiritual growth so that they can become mature in Christ.
所以养育儿女的目的就是要把神的话语教导给他们，并且训练他们，管教他们，帮助他们建立和神之间亲密的关系。
To raise our children is to teach them according to God's word and to help them to build a close relationship with God and to follow God.
所以这就是我们今天所稍微分享的养育儿女的几个基本的原则。
So these are the few principles to share with you about parenting.
给大家复习一下，就是认识父亲为头的副招，不要使儿女失去志气，以及照着主的教训和警戒。
So let's summarize it. First, recognize the calling of the father's headship. B, don't let your children become discouraged. C, in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
感谢神，他喜悦我们照他的心意去行，因此当我们愿意照他的心意去行，他就必定会赐我们够应的恩典，让我们在养育儿女上面经历他的信实。
So we really need thank to God that if we really are teaching our children according to God's teaching, He will bless us and He will give us blessing and grace to know how to do it.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，谢谢你照着你的形象造了我们，又赐下婚姻，并且赐给我们孩子。
天父，谢谢啊。Heavenly Father, thank you for creating us in Your image and giving us children. For us.
求主赐恩典和怜悯，帮助我们所有做父母的得着天上的智慧，在养育儿女上不照自己的血气，而是按照主的教训和警戒。
God help us parents to not discipline our children according to our flesh, or moods, but according to Your word.
求主特别保守我们当中做父亲的和以后将要做父亲的弟兄们，按照你的心意追求生命的成长。
Special God, please guard the brothers among us that they could be the head of their household and that they would be leaders in spiritual maturity at the home.
以至于我们在家庭里面能够更好的做头，和我们的妻子同父一轭，在养育儿女的过程当中也同享生命之恩。
So that we can be better, that husbands can be better leaders and be yoked together with the wife and to be instructing our children together and so that we can have blessing from you.
使得我们和我们的孩子以及他们的家都定义跟随主，以侍奉耶和华为乐。
So that our children, our families and our children's family will all serve the Lord as their, will serve the Lord and that they would be blessed by the Lord.
怜悯我们的软弱，悦纳我们的祈求，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
Forgive our weaknesses and may you hear our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
谢谢姐妹的翻译。